We're going to continue with our series, Your New Life in Christ. So what we've been doing for the past almost 5 or 6 Sundays is we've been looking at what it actually means to be a Christian. And I think in passing, what I mentioned was that oftentimes when you become a Christian, you're really excited and it's like, yes, I'm now a Christian. My life with Christ now starts. And you begin your journey with God, and looking at yourself, it's as if nothing has changed. You're still doing the same old things, and it appears, in quote, as if nothing has really happened in your life. And we just go through life that way. But what I'm just saying is that when you actually become a Christian, when you become born again, something has happened to you. And the only way you can begin to appreciate what has happened to you is as you begin to look at what the Bible says, as you begin to inquire into what this new life is about. Do you understand? So it just doesn't stop at being a Christian and that's it. You know, everything goes on as usual. No, God has given us a life to live. And this life is a supernatural life. It is a life that provides for everything we have that we need spiritually. It's a life that will take us on the journey that God wants us to go on. But if we're not conscious of this fact, or we're not aware of these things, then God has provided so much for us in this life. And it is a special kind of life. So we've looked at a number of things underneath this topic. We've said, look, the first thing is you need to understand how God sees you. You need to understand how you should see people through God's eyes. So many other things that we looked at, but I'm not going to repeat those today. Today, I'm going to look at something I've called knowing God. Knowing God. You know, often as Christians, there are times that we come to church meetings like this, which is fantastic. There are times that we go to conferences and we're expecting something, which we should. We're expecting something extraordinary from God. We should. But in terms of expecting something extraordinary from God, that thing that you're expecting could come in a very simple way. Now, why am I saying that? Saying a topic like knowing God sometimes might not fill you with excitement. It's not like when I said, you know, if I say something like, that's something that's really catchy. Can you guys give me something that's really, really catchy? Come on, something really catchy. Maybe like, you know, progressing with God, working in the supernatural power of God, so on and so forth. All those things are great. But I want to narrow us down to something that is so simple, yes, yet so important that we could miss, knowing God. Now, we're going to look at a number of things this morning. The first thing I want to mention this morning is the fact that the primary purpose of our new life in Christ is to know God. Now, as a Christian, there are things that might be uppermost in your mind. You might say, wow, now that I'm a Christian, I want to really preach the gospel. I want everybody to know about Christ. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to be a missionary to China. I want to be a missionary to Brazil. I want to be a missionary to all those exciting things. And we're like, yes, that's what God really wants me to do. When we're doing those things, or when we have those thoughts, we're saying, yes, that's exciting. That's, I believe, uppermost on God's mind. But this morning, I just want to bring us to a point that knowing God is the most important thing that you and I can do as Christians. How do I know that? If you look at John chapter 17, verse 3, John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus said something very interesting there. He said, now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, someone might say eternal life. I thought eternal life was when we get to heaven and we're with God and everything is fine. And you don't have to pay any council tax and all those bills anymore. And I thought eternal life is when we get to heaven. But Jesus makes a point here. He says, this is eternal life, knowing that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So we begin to see a different emphasis that Jesus places on knowing God. Now, all the things we do as Christians, all those, you know, coming to church on a Sunday, going out and telling people about God, all those things are fantastic, and we should do those things. However, Jesus makes a point here. He says the primary thing, the first thing, is knowing God. That is the primary thing, he said. Knowing God. Now, what does it mean to know God? Or should I say, what's the prerequisite for knowing God? Let me just take a typical example here. You know, you can know about somebody and have all the facts, all the figures, all the statistics about them, but not really know them. How do I know that? I know that when I was much younger, a lot younger, in those days, the really popular musician then, there weren't too many now, and then, as you have now, was Michael Jackson. Now, if you have a smile on your face, that means you're above 40. If you're looking at me and you're blank, that means you're probably below 30. Am I saying I'm above 40? Is that the implication? No, but that's not the point. In those days, if you wanted to, I mean, if you went to your friend's house, in their room, they might have a poster of Michael Jackson, and they will tell you, I know what Michael likes. I know I've got his glove. He had this glove thing. I've got his glove. I can do his walk. And, oh, Michael is so dear to me. I know his birthday. I know his best color. He likes purple, not green, even though he wears a white glove. He goes to bed at 9. He has his coffee well brewed. No, he sings, he does his, and all that. They're filled with excitement. Their eyes are watery, like, oh, Michael. And you ask them the question. You ask them the question, wow, so have you met Michael before? In real life, and they'd be like, what does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Even though I haven't met. So they know about this individual, but they don't know him. Do you understand? So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because we can know so much about God. We can know the Bible inside out. We might be able to quote all the scriptures here. We might be able to say God created the heavens and the earth. He created man. We might be able to say 2 Corinthians, so on and so forth. All the facts and figures. You might actually be able to draw the map of Paul's missionary journey and the path that Jesus walked. Maybe you've even been there before. But God says, no, that's not just about it. It's not just about facts and figures. It's about knowing God. I remember when I met my wife a while ago. And it was quite interesting. That was about, she's like, let's see if he remembers the date. I can't forget. So I remember when I met my wife, that was in, not the first time, when I really became friends with her. That was 1994. And I'd finished uni then, and I used to work. And something happened. My routine then, which really got on the nerves of my friends at the time, was I'd finish work 5:30, off to where she lived. I'll be there till 12 midnight. Every day, apart from, actually it was almost every day. And her sisters would be like whispering in the background, when's that guy going home? They didn't tell me this, you know. When's that guy going home? And my friends were like, where have you been? We don't see you anymore. Do you understand what I mean? And I spent that time. And after a while, I really got to know my wife. So much so that if we're in a room and I'm saying something and I'm doing something and my wife gives me a particular look, to you, it might just be a regular look. It might be like, oh, I hope, you know, she's, But to me, it's spoken 2,000 words. Do you get what I mean? Now, why is that? Is that because I know the facts and figures about her? Is that because I know that she likes breakfast in bed sometimes? Is that because I know that she likes chocolate? Is that because I... No! Those facts are good. But it's because I know her. Do you understand what I mean? It's totally different. So God is saying something here that, look, it's not enough to have the facts and figures about me. Your priority, your main priority, my main priority is to get to the point where we truly know God. Do you understand what I mean? Where we truly know him, not just about him. So that's the first thing, that the primary aim of our walk is to know God, because God wants you and I to know him. God is a person. So I guess the question now is, how do I know God? How do I start the journey of knowing God? If I'm saying it's not just about the facts and figures, how do I get to the point where when God gives me a look, I know exactly what it means, so to speak? Well, there are a number of things. And again, you know, the way I relate with the Bible and with God is similar to how I would relate to a human being. And I believe that the way if we have that concept that God is a person, he's not human as we are, but he's a person. He has feelings. He gets upset sometimes. He's happy sometimes. So he's a person. So he's not just a being somewhere, sitting there somewhere and saying, oh, no. He's a person. So if we begin to see God in that way, it will help us a bit. So how do I begin to know God? The first thing is this. You start by turning your desire towards him. You start by turning your desire towards him. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. And he said, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. So we're saying here that the beginning of the journey of knowing God, or should I say the process of the journey of knowing God, is constantly turning our desire towards God. So that as we begin to turn our desire towards God, something begins to happen inside you and I. Your heart will begin to be drawn towards him. I remember when I met my wife again. There you're sitting in front, so that's why I'm, you know. And my whole desire was towards her. I wasn't thinking about anything again. It was just, you guys are smiling because I know it's happened to you before. My whole desire was that. I just wanted to see her. How was she doing? I wonder what she's doing now. I wonder if she's awake. I wonder. My desire was there. Do you understand? So God is saying, let's start by turning our desire towards him. As we do that, something will begin to happen in your life. Something will begin to happen to your heart. And you will begin to get closer and closer into knowing God. I'm just going to mention two more things. The other thing is this, placing a high value on our relationship with God. Placing a high value on our relationship with God. Now, if you look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, the Bible begins to say something there. It says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So apart from turning our desires towards God, we also need to continually begin to place a high value on our relationship with God. And the truth of the matter is this. Whatever you place value on, whatever you value highly, will dictate where your affection is. So say, for example, if there were an Arsenal match going on right now against Man U, if your desire and your affection is with Man U or Arsenal, at this point in time, I can tell you, even if you are right here, and I know you guys are not Arsenal or Man U fans, but if you are, no problem. It's all the same. Your desire might be towards that. I mean, I have a friend who I went to visit him once, and I said, oh, what's happening? And he was so excited. And he said, do you know what? I said, what? I have a couple of season tickets to, what's the blue guys? To Chelsea. And this chap was so excited. And he was like, some people are there in Chelsea. He was so excited. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. And I said, how much did it cost you? And he told me, he said, you know what? They're different grades. If you want to sit in this particular section, it's so much. And this chap paid a lot of money. Loads of money. I was like, man, if you gave me that, I would cash it in straight away. And I know what I would do with that. So a lot of money. And he was excited, you know, with the jersey and all that. And he could hardly wait. Why? Now, I'm not saying it's fine if you are Arsenal or Man, you're one of those chaps. But what I'm just saying is that you could see that his attention, his money, his time, his heart was there. Why? Because he valued this team. Do you understand? So I'm saying this, the second thing about knowing God is valuing God. You know, for me, personally speaking, before I became a Christian, I had some friends who were Christians, some of my sisters were Christians, and they would invite me to all these meetings. And I'll say, you know what? You guys, you know, be good, go, you know, pray for me and all that, but I'm not interested at all. And I just didn't want to have any of it. But something happened to me in 1996, August. I walked into a church meeting. I just strolled in out of the blues. And someone was preaching about Christ. And they spoke about Christ. And this was moi. That's French for me. that before that time, my parents used to make us go to church meetings when I was younger. And in my mind, I was like, once I leave home, that's the end of that. And I did exactly that. But this day, hey, if any of you kids are thinking about that, I'm going to be after you. I know where you live. That was before. I know where you live. So that was me. And I just strolled, you know, I was like, this is a Sunday. I was just strolling. Instead of just lazing about today, let me go to church. And I entered this church that day, and this man spoke about Christ. And I became born again. And I tell you, something drastic happened to me. My heart for Christ, I don't know how to explain it. So I guess what I'm just saying is that for me, my knowledge of Christ, my relationship with God is not a religious one. It's not, oh my, it's a Sunday again. If I don't go to church this morning, Pastor Benson is going to call me and ring me up and find out why. And it's like, have I rung you up before? No, I ring you up because I care. It's like to find out where you are. But I'm talking about somebody else. It's like, oh, he's going to ring me again. And surely, pastor's ringing the phone. Should I? Amen, amen, amen. No, it's not that way. It's not, oh, another Bible study. Oh, my goodness. Aren't there too many meetings? Can't we just have one meeting every 2 weeks? We have to go every Sunday. No. In those days, and even now, I was like, man, God, can you move in with me, please? I tell you, can you move in with me? Every meeting I wanted to go to, anything about God, count me in. Do you understand? Because it was from my heart and I really wanted to know God. That's why I'm excited. You know, sometimes I have to contain myself. That's why I said maybe I need to go to the States so I can do like a little American dance. So I'm like so excited. I'm like, oh. And I'll roll. But I have to remind myself, this is England. I speak gently. So what am I saying here? Look, God wants us to know him as a person. Not as someone who is far away, distant, who can't be spoken to, who's not interested in you at all. No. Jesus said, this is eternal life. This. Not that, or not two things. This is eternal life. That we may know the only true God. I'm going to stop there today. And what I just want to leave us with is the three things that I've spoken about today. The first thing is that eternal life is knowing God. And knowing God is the primary thing that God wants us to do. The second thing is to begin a deeper journey in knowing God, we need to turn our desires towards God. And the third thing is we need to really value our relationship with God beyond everything. So I'm going to stop there this morning, and I'm just going to ask that we all rise up and pray this morning. And what I'd just like us to pray about, which is a personal prayer to every single one of us, is just to like really pray to God this morning and just mention to God and just say, God, I really want to know you. I don't want my life as a Christian to be just a burden, a drag. It's like, you know, it's so dry. No, I want to really know you as a person. I want to be excited about you. I want my heart to be focused on you. So let's just ask God this morning about that. Like, God, help me. Let me know you that way. In Jesus' name.